In my own life, love has had so many, many faces, but among the boldest is the face of Josie Robbins. Josie, who is 85 years old as I write this, and still in my life, was one of the people who took care of me and my sister when my mother passed away after a long illness. When my father first asked her to help take care of us during Mommy's illness and after, she wasn't a longtime family friend. She was just a lady who stopped by his church some Sundays to drop off her neighbor's child before going to her own Baptist church. But she heard about our family situation and asked, "How can I help?" Soon thereafter, my father nervously welcomed her into our house and led her to the spare bedroom, where both twin beds were covered with clothes that my father had managed to wash but not iron. Josie had never been to our house, hadn't met the children who wore most of those clothes, but she ironed every single garment with love. A little later, my father called. He was running late. Could she give his kids lunch? We, who had been instructed to play upstairs and not bother Ms. Robbins, came running down to meet the woman who would eventually be a surrogate mother to us. I can't remember the day, but she says that after lunch, I pulled up a chair next to her ironing board and didn't stop talking until the moment she finished and left. Moved by love, Josie jumped in with both arms and never let go. She would take me and my sister on the bus to the W.T. Grant store in downtown Buffalo so that we could head straight for the parakeets and hamsters like we had done with Mommy. She made the hurt go away. She was the only person my tender-headed sister ever let wash and braid her hair because no one else in this world was so patient and careful not to pull. She had dinner with us so many nights, and over the years was present at all our family events and big days, from my high school, college, and seminary graduations to weddings, ordinations, births, and baptisms, and on and on and on. Josie Robbins is what love looks like. It's important that we define the word love here with clarity, because these days we use the word to mean so many things. We might use it to talk about how we feel about our spouse or a significant other, or about our children, or about our new sofa. The love I'm talking about isn't love on a Valentine's Day card. Those are nice, but they're not what I have in mind when I say that love is the only thing that can save the planet. Many languages have several words for love to encompass all the different kinds and dimensions. The three most frequently used in Koine Greek, the language of the New Testament, are eros, philia, and agape. Eros is romantic or sexual love. Our English word erotic comes from that. Eros is what Valentine's Day is about. Philia is fraternal or brotherly love, which is why the city of Philadelphia is called the city of brotherly love. Finally, there is agape, which is love for the other, sacrificial love that seeks the good and well-being of others, of society, of the world. Unfortunately, in English, we have only the one word, love, for everything from telenovelas to Mother Teresa. And so the different dimensions and nuances have all been muddled together, which has obscured love's true power to instigate a better world. Agape, love that looks outward, is the love that I'm most interested in. You may not have heard the Greek word before, but you've experienced agape. Think about someone who impacted your life for the good, someone who stood by you, pushed you, believed in you, even sacrificed for you. Odds are they weren't doing it because it served them. They were doing it because they cared about you, because they wanted life's sweetness to open wide to you. Love is a firm commitment to act for the well-being of someone other than yourself. It can be personal or political, individual or communal, intimate or public. Love will not be segregated to the private, personal precincts of life. Love, as I read it in the Bible, is ubiquitous. It affects all aspects of life. What I didn't know as a kid was that Josie Robbins' love, shared so generously with my family, had changed many other lives as well. Josie was a principal at St. Augustine's School, a high school for pregnant and parenting teens. She had walked in thinking that it was a summer position and never left. In the 1960s, when girls got pregnant in Buffalo, like most other places, they weren't allowed to stay in school. But Josie and St. Augustine's, which became Fulton Academic Complex, with the support of the public school system, picked them back up. They gave them the chance at a better future for themselves and their children. Because of Josie, thousands of girls got their diplomas and the pride of walking the stage to graduate with their class. The school is now closed, partly because Josie retired, but also because Josie and others advocated until the day the public schools stopped punishing those mothers who were still children themselves, so they could get their education and keep their dignity. An oft-quoted passage in the New Testament says, "God so loved the world that he gave his only son." The Greek word used by the New Testament writer for the word love is agape, and the Greek word used for world is cosmos. But what it really means is everything. Everything that is. Cosmos is what the spiritual is talking about when it says of God, he's got the whole world in his hands. God so loved the world that he gave. God gave. God did not take. God gave. That's agape. That's love. And love such as that is the way to the heart of God, the heart of each other. It is the way to a new world that looks something more like God's dream for us and all creation, what Dante spoke of as the love that moves the sun and stars.